I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4-VAS. That's 877-877-4-VAS.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Haw will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Cubs win the ball game.
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Score update studio brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Do yourself a favor and check them out. Save on those dental implants. Do it today. 7-0. That's the Cubs' record in openers at Wrigley Field this season. They won last night against the Marlins 5-2. They'll be back at Wrigley again tonight. Ben Brown throws. It's a 6:05 pregame right here on the Score. White Sox 12-29 at the Reds for 3 starting tonight. NFL full schedule release on Wednesday. We know a couple of the Bears games hosting the Packers on Saturday, the 20th of December, and they are in Philadelphia for Black Friday against the Eagles. The NBA draft lottery did not go the Bulls' way. They will be drafting 12th. It did go the Mavs' way. They won the lottery. The Spurs, they're drafting 2nd. This hour and segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on those dental implants. Do it today.
Loveland is the modern day tight end, right? Mm. And the reason I say that, so there's two types of NFL tight ends. There's guys that you have to scheme open, right? You're running play action passes. You see him here. He's lined up on the single side of the route. He's running contested catches, bodies hanging on. There's guys that you have to scheme open And then there's guys that can get themselves open, right? There's not a lot of guys in the league that are running that whip route. You just saw him catch there. Now he's out in motion. Now he's going to catch, and it's run after catch. Like, there's just not a lot of guys in the league that can get themselves open, right? So I think you start there. Those are the guys that you pay. Those are the guys that you draft high.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's the voice of Greg Olson, and he is breaking down what he's seeing from Colston Loveland on tape. And we are delighted to welcome in yet another tight end. It is Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network, joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. And Clay, the modern tight end, as Greg Olson describes it, a guy that that can be used in a different fashion, the guy that wins matchups, a guy that that isn't necessarily going to be operating on the line of scrimmage, but rather creating these mismatches. Did you like hearing that from him? Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, absolutely, Mully, and appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, back in your and David's day, not to call you guys old or anything, but the tight end was an extension of the tackle. These guys were used in powers, basically an extension of the offensive line in the run game, and they're going to catch a five-yard stick route. Nowadays, you want a guy that's going to catch a ball, that's going to be a big wide receiver. In my comparison, if you go back to the draft between Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland, like, Warren was the guy that I talked about Rob Gronkowski, and when I signed with New England Patriots, just going over there, looking at Gronk, seeing everything, I was so excited. What's this guy do? He was just one of these guys that made plays when he was open, and he could run a little bit of man-to-man route, but Colston Loveland isn't that type of tight end. He's more of the Brock Bowers, Travis Kelce type, where if it's man-to-man, you see a good matchup, you know he's going to get open. He's just a guy that can run the wide receiver routes, and I don't like just calling him that player, because the more I watch his tape, the more I think this guy is actually going to be a plus blocker too. Like, he's willing and able, and if you're willing, I think that you are able to be taught how to block, and he's going to get stronger, he's going to get bigger. Obviously, he can't lift much weight right now with his shoulders, but very, very astute by Greg Olson, one of the best tight ends, in my opinion, in the history of the game. I mean, top 15, top 10, whatever you want to put him. But he is that guy that's a matchup problem. He's going to get schemed open in the zones and the play actions when the linebackers get sucked up. But you can also put him in the slot. There's a linebacker on him, he's too fast for the linebacker. There's a safety on him, he's too big for the safety. There's just too many things you can do for this guy, and that's why he's one of those guys you consider a mismatch nightmare.
All right, young whippersnapper. So I know that you were out at the rookie minicamp over the weekend, 3 days at Hallis Hall, watching the young rookie class practice. Why were you so impressed with Ozzie Trapillo, and why do you think that what you saw makes you believe that he could maybe make a run at the starting left tackle spot?
Okay, first off, the disclaimer is that they're out in helmets and T-shirts and, you know, hanging out there. There's no pads on yet. But what I was very impressed with for a guy his size, I've played with tackles 6'8". I've played with guys that were even 6'10". King Dunlap, Philadelphia Eagles, a guy was 6'10". It was hard to get calls in between us. I'm basically, you know, my head is just directly up trying to tell him, hey, it's a triple block here. But he was extremely athletic. His footwork and his technique looked like a veteran. A lot of these big guys, they're waist benders, I call them, and what the coach calls. He's a knee bender. He's in an athletic position, and it looks natural to him. He's moving quick. His set looked as natural on the left as you would think it would on the right. He didn't get in a right-handed stance all practice. And obviously in college, we know his last two seasons, he played right tackle. His freshman year, he played left tackle. But when you look into it more, you listen to him at his press conferences, he's a guy that had trained more left tackle this offseason than right tackle. And it really showed out there at rookie minicamp. And then I go back to even when I was at the Senior Bowl. Now, who is this big guy? He looks like the mountain from Game of Thrones, 6'8", monster, and he's playing left tackle, he's playing right tackle. He's a guy that can do everything. And seeing him on the field, rookie minicamp, his athleticism, how natural his sets were, always in balance, his feet never got tied up. He always has one foot in the ground. As a tackle, You want to make sure you always have one foot in the ground, because you have no power if both feet are off the ground. You see some of these other guys, then that's where you lose your power and your leverage. So he's very technical, very long, and very athletic for being such a big dude.
You know, kudos to you, first of all, Clay, for going out to the rookie mini camp and for studying it as closely as you did. That is good information about Ozzie Trapillo. Is he your favorite player? Was he the guy that caught your eye the most, or did a lot of these guys? They've got a lot of speed, a lot of talent. You know, it's been described as an embarrassment of riches for the new quarterback getting a tight end. Now he wasn't able to play, and we know he's anxious to getting a running back, albeit late in the draft, getting a second round pick who could have been a first round pick with some big time speed and yak ability.
Yeah, I would say overall, Ozzie was probably the guy that impressed me the most. And just hearing Ben Johnson talk about him, I was able to talk to Matt Applebaum, the offensive line coach of Boston College that coached Ozzie for 2 years. He also coached the Miami Dolphins as an offensive line coach. He even coached me at the Jaguars. Mm. And he said in his entire career, his history of coaching football, he had never met a player that can learn a playbook as fast as Ozzie Trapillo and just really, really said how intelligent this guy was. Ben Johnson comes in the press conference. First thing he says, this guy's extremely intelligent. Everything we talked about in the meeting, he immediately brought to the field and did it the right way. He's exactly who we thought he was. So not only on the field, but off the field, this guy's going to be able to learn an offense. The other guys that I was impressed with, I mean, there was two. One's Colson Loveland, and he's out. Obviously, I wasn't expecting to see anything from him. You show up, he's in his helmet and his jersey. He's on the side, and everything they're doing, he's trying to do a little bit of work as well. And I was talking to David about this. I thought this was really funny, but this shows you the type of kid that Colson Loveland is. They're doing punt team, right? Punt team, the slides, the sets for punt team, the wing, the guard, the tackle. He's on the side working on his punt set. You're the top 10 pick, buddy. You're not going to be running down on punt team trying to make a tackle. Okay, stop doing that. But that just shows you how eager he was. And then I got to talk about Luther Burden. You know, you've heard, you know, maybe he's not a great route runner. Maybe he's just a guy when the ball gets in his hands. And obviously, once again, shorts, T-shirts, helmets. But he's explosive. He sinks his hips in and out of breaks. He's a guy that can run routes. There's certain guys you got to break down 1-2 to get in and out of a break. He's one of those guys that can do that one step, lean into his right foot if he's breaking left, and just get out of the break. And that's a skill set that not a lot of guys have. And the other thing I noticed, he's a natural hands catcher. I mean, you can see that right away. He's a guy that's smooth. His transition after he catches the ball is instantaneous. And I think that's another reason, besides his explosiveness, why he's able to have so much success in run after the catch, because the time that he catches the ball and then it turns into a ball carrier was just split second. He's so smooth, so quick, and really good at that.
Talking with Clay Harbor from the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. Clay, Shamar Turner is a guy that they determined will not play on the edge. He was moved from the edge inside at Texas A&M, but he's got some athleticism they like inside. What did you think of that decision, and what were your early impressions on him?
It was tough to see the defensive linemen. They were at the opposite side of the field, and they really weren't doing much because 7-on-7, they're doing a lot of bag drills. I like Shamar Turner. The first thing I noticed, I'll be honest, not to throw shade here, but he was pretty out of breath during the rookie minicamp. I think it was Adam Hogue who asked him a question. He's like, hey, how do you feel about your conditioning? Because that was something we noticed. But he'll be okay there. He's got the ankle thing. I think the decision to move him inside is a good one. And obviously, when he's talking about his weight, he wants to stay about 300 pounds, maybe a little bit under. That's a telltale sign you're not moving him out to edge. If you're moving out to edge, you're going to tell him you're 270, 280, so you can move a little bit better, set the edge, not get outflanked, all that good stuff. But I think it's a good plan, just what he's been able to do. Get him in there with Grady Jarrett. Obviously, you got Big Bill, Jervon Dexter. You can really get a lot of different skill sets in that position, create mismatches based on who you're going against. Some of these offensive linemen struggle with that quick, very aggressive guy. Some of them struggle with a guy like Big Bill. It's just a power rusher. So now you're going to have a lot of mismatches depending on who you're going against that you could really take advantage of inside. So I think that's something that they could really utilize.
Do you think they need to get a running back? There's been a lot of talk about that idea. Or do you think that even a seventh-round pick, maybe a guy who could have gone a little higher, Managua, do you think he's good enough, Kyle Managua?
Yeah, I think Kyle Manunga is a guy that, I mean, he was impressive. He was a guy that we're just watching him in bag drills and stuff like that, but he's a guy that was explosive. He was a little bit quicker than I thought for a guy that ran a 4.6 something. So, okay, this guy can move. He's got a little shake to him. He's got a wiggle to him. And then the thing that really impresses me the most, 7-on-7, the guy was catching passes, and he's also a natural hands catcher. I think he had 38 career receptions, and he spoke to that in the press conference. Somebody said, hey, we saw you catch some passes out there. That's not something you did a lot of in college. He said, that's because they didn't ask me to do it. Because I'm excited to get here and show them that I can catch passes. I'm not saying he's going to be the Jahmyr Gibbs guy that's catching a bunch of passes out there, but he's good in pass pro. We've seen that, and he can catch passes. So this guy is more versatile than I think people give him credit for, and it's going to be harder to judge these running backs until you get the pads on and start getting the preseason games, who's breaking tackles, who's got the contact balance, who's making the correct reads on the zone, which hole you hit, are you reading it right on the – and the power, take that A-gap trap, but if the A-gap isn't there, you can bounce it out. So there's a lot of things that you're going to have to wait to see from the running backs, but overall, from what I saw at the rookie minicamp, he's explosive, he's quicker than he looks, and this guy can catch the football.
Clay, I think this is a long-shot possibility, as we've kind of talked about, but Trey Hendrickson remains at odds with the Cincinnati Bengals. He issued a statement yesterday publicly stating just how far apart the two sides are. It doesn't look like they're going to come to a contract resolution. It could be a holdout situation. It seems like he would like to move on. I don't know if you're the Bengals, if you can afford to trade him. At the same time, they did draft his potential replacement. Do you think the Bears will have any interest? Do you think they should have any interest? You have some insight on Trey Hendrickson, but this is a guy who's had 35 sacks the last 2 years, and you wonder until this is resolved, if teams like the Bears should keep track of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this Bears roster, I mean, in my opinion, yeah, well, I think running back is a position you got to look at, because Swift, Roshan, Kyle Manungai, I mean, that's not a lot of depth. When those guys go down, you're in a little bit of a area of need there. But look at edge rusher, Montez Sweat, Dio Dangbo. Who do you got after that? Austin Booker? We hope he takes a jump. We don't know. Then you got Dominique Robinson. He's had how many opportunities? We haven't seen much of him. You need another edge rusher in that system. I'm not saying it has to be Trey Hendrickson, but if they're willing to trade him for a mid-third round, second round even maybe, then you got to take a shot and see what you got. I mean, it's not my money. If Poles can get this under the cap, you think about it. Dennis Allen, when I was in New Orleans in 2017, we had a few draft picks. One of them was Trey Hendrickson. Dennis Allen is our defensive coordinator. He knows Dennis Allen's system. Dennis Allen's still running the same variants of that system. Obviously, there's always a little there's a tweak here or there, but he knows the system. He's been successful in that system. He's a Dennis Allen guy. He's a guy that is going to go out there. He's got a great motor and get pressure on the quarterback. I don't see how you couldn't at least make the call, and if he's available, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I know he's older. I know you got a bit of a younger team here, but he's a guy that can completely change this organization. If you could somehow get Montez Sweat and Trey Hendrickson on opposite sides of the football on a third and long or third and medium, I mean, that changes things for your defense. So I would definitely make the call. I know the Bengals have turned down a few mid-round picks that's been reported, but they're going to get more desperate, because I don't think Trey Hendrickson is going to play for a $16 million base salary the same Dio Dangbo got when Dio had 4.5 sacks and Trey had 17.5 last year.
Wow. I'm curious, I don't know how to ask the question. Did you understand why people question the Ruben Hippolyte? In other words, when you see a guy who can run like all get out, but isn't really, he doesn't look the size of a strong side linebacker.
And I thought I heard Ben Johnson actually mention Noah Sewell at some point.
Yeah, he did.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was of interest to me just because he knows his brother. But there is an availability. You need some help on the defense at linebacker. What did you think of Hippolyte?
Yeah, I was a bit shocked where they drafted him in the fourth round there, because I thought you probably could have got him in the sixth. But, you know, it starts to make a little more sense when you listen to Dennis Allen and you see Hippolyte in the press conferences. What they did is they fell in love with this guy. I mean, it's tough not to. You can tell this guy is a true professional. He takes his stuff serious. And something Dennis Allen said, he said he has everything in order from football to his personal life. This guy is all football. Right. He's a smart player, and players like that are the ones that typically continue to get better and guys you can rely on. And these coaches, trust is such a huge thing. He came in on his pre-draft visit. He made a great, great impression. Yes, that's the word, impression, with the coaching staff, and they fell in love with the guy. And he does got that sideline-to-sideline speed. Do I think he's a natural Sam? Probably not, but he can move into that. And then I'm sure Richard Hightower is excited because he's one of those guys that you know can run down there, core four special teams, punt return, kickoff return, punt team. Sorry, Colson Loveland. We're going to have Hippolyte on the punt team, not you. But there's value there too once you get in those later rounds. Special teams matters.
Great stuff, Clay. Yeah.
Clay, thank you a ton. Really appreciate it.
Tremendous insight.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
That's Clay Harbor from CHSN. Good man and good information.
Good information, strong opinions, and he does know what he's looking at. The Trey Hendrickson thing is, I think it's remote.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to imagine.
Are you surprised the team and the player are that far apart still?
I am very much surprised. It's because I thought when they made that announcement, they decided they were going to. They were going to get together, and there was going to be love in the air.
Does it remind you at all of the Khalil Mack Raider situation 7 years ago?
No, I felt that was headed to a split from the day one.
Did you?
I really did. I just felt like there was that possibility, but this is taking way too long.
It's taking way too long. Bears have to at least monitor it.
I
don't think it's likely, but it's something
unlikely.
They have to keep track of. All right, we've got to give away a couple tickets for a great opportunity to be with us on Friday. Be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Big morning on Friday in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Be part of the studio audience as we get you set for the start of the Crosstown Series. Ron Coomer, Ozzie Guillen, Chuck Garfine, and more. Plus, popcorn. Yeah, popcorn will be provided by Nuts on Clark. I might even pop a batch myself. That's this Friday, and it's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all.
Let's go. That is going to be a blast. Can't wait for it. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's one thing we know. For most of the last 20 years, save for two, the champions play at home.
Eagles!
So Philadelphia will be at home. Most people have thought that, and that is accurate. Do you want to give me a guess who it might be? It could be Detroit, or the Rams, or the Bears, or the Commanders. Who could it be?
I'd love to see the Commanders.
Oh, you sure you would?
Jaden Daniels.
SG?
Well, I know the answer, so I'm afraid to say.
Come on! All right, then I'll tell you.
Tell me.
It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go!
We will start the season on September 4th in Philadelphia with one of the great rivalries. It's been a quarter century since the Cowboys and the Eagles have played week one.
Oh boy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was the Today Show, I believe, yesterday, and that was Mike Tirico telling you the little bits of information that were leaking out, and we knew that when he said it, but it didn't make it any easier.
No, it didn't, because the Cowboys and the Eagles.
We got the most important games now.
Well, we got the Bears playing.
No, we got the
international. We got the international games. The Bears, for people who haven't heard yet, the Bears play the Packers December 20th, Soldier Field. They play the Eagles in Philadelphia on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
That's fine.
It's a 2 o'clock kickoff.
But
right in the smack dab middle of your shopping day.
You can talk all you want about the NFL and how are you going to develop it, but here's how it's done, my friend.
How's it done?
I'm making the page.
You have six international games scheduled.
2025 international games.
None of them include the Bears.
Including week one.
Actually, seven.
Is there seven?
Seven games, yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six I've got here. What's the seventh one?
We've got seven games.
What's the seventh?
They're all. Let's go through them.
Okay.
Week one, Chiefs Chargers in Brazil.
Brazil.
Week four, Viking Steelers. Oh, Croke Park in Dublin.
That's correct.
Notre Dame's played there. I think I saw Notre Dame
played
there.
I saw the Bears play there years ago against the aforementioned Steelers.
All right. Week five.
Who's quarterback in that team?
Well, which team?
Exactly.
Aaron Rodgers is likely to be in Ireland on week four, September 28th, but which team will he be quarterbacking?
Okay.
Week five, October 5th, Vikings and the Browns. That's the Browns helmet, correct?
Oh, I see.
In London?
There are the Vikings are hanging out. They go from Dublin to London.
Yeah.
They'll probably take a ferry. No.
Let's take a time out for a second here.
Yes.
That's actually good for the Bears, I believe.
Yes.
When you have the Vikings in abroad for 3 weeks, probably 3 weeks.
Yes,
it's got. If a team's looking for a rhythm, it's hard to find it there.
Well, they'll play. They'll go there fairly earlier in the week,
yeah,
and then they'll play the in Croke Park. They'll play the Steelers. Then they'll go to London and play. They play the Browns in London. I cannot see that helmet.
That's what I just said. Tottenham then, Spurs, Hotspur Stadium.
It's Spurs Stadium.
Yeah.
And then hopefully Spurs will be coming off their loss to United.
Regardless, the Vikings are going to be in Britain for 3 weeks, and they're going to have their rhythm disrupted.
They're going to be in Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, and then they'll be in Britain.
Okay.
Let's not get into it.
Nobody gets sidetracked like Mully gets sidetracked.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
But they will have their bye week when they come home, I imagine, right?
I would imagine, but that's a month of disruption.
It is a month of disruption.
So jet lag, all those things. For a team that is thinking Super Bowl, like the Vikings certainly have a reason
they're
to.
They're the only team playing two international.
Yeah, interesting.
That's good.
So week six, October 12th, we've got the Broncos and the Jets.
Ah, also it's Spurs.
Okay. Week seven, October 19th, we've got the Rams and Jaguars.
The Jags. I believe the owner owns Wembley Stadium, so they'll be playing at Wembley.
Boy, this is a barn burner. Week 10, Colts and Falcons in Berlin. What did the Germans do to deserve that?
Wow, is that mean?
I'm just saying. That is not exactly a marquee matchup, is
taking
it?
Taking a shot at the Colts and the Falcons.
Is that a marquee matchup? If you're a kid who likes American football growing up in Berlin, are you like, I can't wait for Colts-Falcons? Don't you want a little Patrick Mahomes? Don't you want a little star power? Who's the star power in that game?
Olympic Stadium in Berlin is the star power.
Berlin's a tremendous world-class city. I love it.
Yeah, and that Olympic Stadium is a great building.
Then week 11, November 16th, the final of the seven international games. Dolphins, Commanders in Madrid.
Yeah, that's wild, huh? At the Bernabeu. So that's Real Madrid's home ground.
That will be, you know, these are disruptive events in the course of an NFL season.
I hope the Week 11 game totally falls up the Commanders.
I hope they come back after winning that game and never winning again like the Bears happened to last year.
Okay, that's a great question. Of these teams playing internationally, who will come back and never win another game?
I would say of the teams that are here.
The Bears finally won a game at the end of
the year. Yeah, they did, but they lost, what, 10 in a row?
Yeah. Okay. Who has the 10-game losing streak?
I would say Jaguars.
Oh, okay.
I would say the Jags, most likely, too.
Okay.
That's fair. Or the Jets. Jags are the Jets.
Yeah.
After coming back from England, old England.
You know, the Browns could.
Yeah, they're possible. Who's going to play quarterback for them?
Shedeur Sanders.
Could be.
Or who's the other kid they took? Gibson, Daniel, what's his name? Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Not Gibson.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and the fifth is Deshaun Watson, but that's not, with an asterisk.
He can't play, right? He's going to have a year off.
He's going to have a year off. Didn't he have a tendon or he has an injury?
Yes, he's got an injury.
Something keeping him away. But, yeah, they might be candidates. It's a tough challenge playing abroad, and I think that the Vikings playing there, why are the Vikings playing two games abroad? And they have that beautiful stadium. Interesting. If you're a Viking fan.
Are those home games, or are those?
Not sure.
Does it matter?
But in the context of their schedule, that's something else. This year, the Vikings have a tremendous roster. They had a great offseason. But they also have a first-year quarterback, and now they've got two games in the middle of their season abroad. Some challenges, some inherent challenges there.
Yeah.
All right, so the Bears get the rest of their schedule tomorrow.
I like those games.
Yeah, and we'll get anything else leaking tonight?
Do you know what's great about these games? They're on at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
You got to love that.
Seriously.
Got to love that.
I think there's more to come today.
Oh, there are more to come?
As they trickle out, the slow trickle, the slow drip, the faucet, the NFL faucet.
Because I think what we're going to get is we have not gotten – Amazon Prime is the owner of the Christmas night game, but Netflix is the owner of the Christmas day games, and I think that's coming out later. And the rumor is the Bears are part of that.
Netflix today is going to announce that?
I believe so.
Okay, get ready, Dustin. You're going to be really ticked off.
Who would the Bears play?
You're going to be really ticked off. I don't know who's going to play at Christmas. Are you going to be home or away? Are they going to be home for Christmas?
The rumor is, so it's
They'll be home for Christmas?
It's the week, the Black Friday games.
Yes.
It's those teams playing on Christmas. So obviously they wouldn't play the Eagles again.
Right.
Right? So who would they potentially play then? Let's look it up. Hold on.
Who else plays on Black Friday? There's only one game on Black
Commanders.
Friday.
Commanders.
Oh, they're going to be in Washington, D.C. for Christmas. Yikes. That's a good call there, Brandon.
You think...
That's no Christmas present.
Do you think the improved coaching could prevent them from losing via a Hail Mary?
I don't know. Well, with the Pope from Chicago, the Bears are not going to be on the wrong side of a Hail Mary again, are they?
I don't know. I don't know if you can even...
Can I say that?
The Bears should be... No, I think there's nothing wrong with saying that, but I think that... I honestly believe that the Bears should be an improved team because they've got a defensive coordinator that was a former head coach, and they've got a guy that was like the Pope, a math major and a smart dude running their organization.
Okay, so now you just compared Ben Johnson to the Pope.
No, I said that he was a math major like the Pope.
What's wrong with the Pope?
Why can't we talk about the Pope's major?
We can. That's going to bum out Bears fans. This whole schedule release is going to be ruined by the fact that if they're playing the Commanders in D.C. on Christmas Day, is that kind of a bummer?
It's just too much. It's just, like, again, you don't need five NBA games and three NFL. You don't need eight professional sporting events on Christmas Day. I can understand, like, one or two, but you don't need eight.
You don't need, you know what else you don't need on Christmas Day and keep your mind on it? You don't need, like, eight dolls. Just the two will do.
What?
Hopefully they'll be on the shelves. Yeah, I watch the news too.
Okay.
You don't need 30. You don't need eight. Just the two.
Do you really need eight live sporting events on Christmas Day?
Well, okay, Phil Jackson, I don't know if it's one of those things that you can do anything about it. It's
complain.
Reality.
I can complain about it.
I don't think you can. I mean, you can, but I don't think you should. We're in an industry that exists because of the popularity of sports. And the popularity of sports has grown to the point where the demand is there, will consume that on holidays.
Your issue isn't with the availability of the games. It's probably with the 25 million people watching them. See what I'm saying? If people are going to line up and watch the games, then they're going to have the games.
But, I mean, Christmas is on a Thursday. Okay, have the one NFL Thursday game. This year, Christmas is on. Fine, okay.
Christmas
but again,
is on Thursday.
We don't need five, and we never needed five NBA games either.
But when you have holidays, like Christmas specifically, you don't really think of it as a day of the week. So it's not like Christmas is on a Thursday, so we're going to have Thursday.
But then we're going to have less football on Sunday.
So it's okay.
It's not okay.
Justin, is Christmas on the 25th?
I can confirm.
Okay, well then that means the Bears are playing on the 20th, and then they got to play 5 days later.
Oh, the travesty!
If that's what you're saying,
yes,
it's a possibility.
Yes.
They're basing this off of what happened last year.
No gouda. That's no gouda. No cheese for you, sir.
It's no gouda.
Who moved my cheese?
But guys, this is it just is the way it is.
It's nice for work, I guess, for most people. Like, right, you probably work Monday, Tuesday, and then you're going to have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
Well, at least the Bears aren't on the road on the 20th, and then they would go on the road again on the 25th. They're home on the 20th. They'll have a quick turnaround, but they'll have the next weekend off. They can take things back. They can go shopping.
It seems like a lot. Seems like a difficult stretch of the schedule. If that is accurate, Dustin, if they're playing on Christmas after playing on the 20th, that seems like a difficult schedule.
Well, they're likely to be playing on Christmas, and we know they're playing on the 20th, so Dustin is exactly right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There would be a five-day turnaround, Sunday to Thursday. It wouldn't be the first time they do that.
No, but I think he's entitled to complain.
Well, not according to the 847.
Yeah. What's the 847 say?
Dustin, D-U-S-T-E-N. If you don't want to watch all those sporting events, then don't watch them and stop whining about it.
Dustin's calling out somebody misspelled his name.
Well, I think they feminized.
You're trying to do like a Mully's Dustino with a Dustin?
That must be, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I understand.
Keep it easy, D-R.
You are entitled. You are entitled to your gripes. I'm just saying that.
He takes full advantage of them.
It's not even about, David, it's not about, I'm talking about the people that are running the hot dogs, that are running the beer, that are running the parking lots. My point is, why do those people have a job on Sundays or they know when their job, their part-time job is, and they took the job for the reason. Now, all of a sudden, they have to go to work on Christmas because people want to be hogs, okay?
Some people might enjoy it.
I thought they were playing the hogs.
Some people might.
Let's hope not. Those are some good teams.
People might enjoy going to a big event on a holiday. I don't know.
That's who I feel sorry for.
All righty. We will be back. I believe we have.
It's Marshall and Alayla today. Yeah, okay. Raheemi and Harris. But before we get to transition, you can win some more stuff.
Oh.
Six caller to the Scores contest line. 312-540-0670. Win tickets to the live broadcast of Raheemi and Harris Brick House in Wrigleyville with special guest Ian Happ, May 28th. That's in 15 days.
Will he be off the DL?
15 days. I hope so. Ian Happ, who'll give you an update on his oblique strain, and he'll join Layla and Marshall at the Brick House in Wrigleyville, all brought to you by Verizon, 312-540-0670.
All right, we'll be right back with our colleagues, Mully and Haw, on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.